Meanwhile, the U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter broke silence, calling on Moscow to urgently respond to proposed rules for air-to-air conduct over Syria.
And now for more on this meeting, we now speak to our correspondent Julia Lubova. She's joining us live from Moscow. Well, Julia, in the latest developments in Russia's involvement in airstrikes on Syria, what has been some reactions from Moscow to the NATO remarks by NATO's Secretary General?
Well, earlier we heard from Russia's permanent representatives to NATO, and he said that it looks like NATO has been dragged into an information war that's been staged against Russia. Moscow insists that those two violations of Turkish airspace was an accident, that the first one was due to a navigation error and the second was due to bad weather, but NATO says that it doesn't look like it was an accident. So Russia's representative in NATO said that it looks like this could be sorted out between Russia and Turkey, and that the whole of NATO doesn't need to be involved in this, and that also Moscow's comments were ignored. Well, this rhetoric that there's an information war that's been staged against Russia was echoed by the foreign ministry, and the spokeswoman for the Russian foreign ministry also talked about this information war that's been staged by global media against Russia. Let's have a listen to what else she had to say.
I want to remind you of the terrorist attacks of the September 11th, when we shared U.S. pain as if it were our own, understanding what terrorism is, and when the United States, Washington announced a fight, saying that it was a challenge to national security, that it was a blow against the United States. We supported the United States in everything, including the UN Security Council. We provided them with our help to fight terrorism. We didn't ask, are they bad terrorists or not so bad?